Baby, I didn't mean anything when I told you I could convince any of your friends to be with me, even if you are friends with them. You asked me a question, so I answered it. Okay, well, say me and you were not boyfriend and girlfriend, and I called you. What would you say? Oh, you're such a liar. You don't think I could convince you to stab a friend in the back? Oh, please, I could convince you by batting my eyelashes. How am I going to prove it? Should I leave now and come back in about an hour after I've had sex with one of your friends? Then how do you want me to prove it? Do I think I could convince one of them to talk dirty on the phone with me? Are you kidding me? Probably faster than I could convince any one of them to have sex. Yeah, right. Oh my God, you're serious? I wouldn't hear the end of it. That would really turn you on. So let's say I would. So who or which one of your friends would you want me to call? No, I'm not going to call Sean because he's your best friend. So pick another one of your friends. You better think about it because if you keep saying him, I might call him and Sean would be the easiest to convince. Have you not seen the way your friend Sean looks at me? Just trust me. I would bet money I am all over Sean's mind every time he strokes his cock. One smile. And maybe bat my eyelashes a couple of times. Sean would be saying, Terry who? So just write me a list of four people and their phone number, and I bet I don't have to call but one. Okay, let me see the list. And you put Sean on there, and I told you I was not calling him. Okay, well, leave me alone. I'll record it on audio, but I can't do it with you in the room. It might get too naughty for your ears, so. Okay, I'll come downstairs when I'm through. Okay, let's see. I definitely need to undress. Okay, I think I'll leave my panties on for now anyway. Terry, I see your shadow at the bottom of the door. So I know you're standing outside the door listening. Go downstairs.
Okay.
Okay, let's see who am I calling on this list? You no. Well, he better be home because this is the guy I want to call. Answer the phone. Is that you, Sean? Hey, this is. Oh, I guess you would recognize my voice. So, what are you doing? I'm not doing anything either, really. I'm just laying upstairs, bored. Laying on my bed, bored to death. Terry? Well, no, he's not up here. It said he has a big court case tomorrow. So I guess I'll be all lonely, laying here by myself and all night. You ever get lonely, Sean, laying on your bed at night? All alone. So you broke up with Emily like 3 weeks ago, didn't you? So I guess you are real lonely, aren't you? Probably other things you're feeling also. So is it because of those other things the reason you tried to kiss me at the club Saturday? Yes, you did. Yes, you did. And no, you weren't drunk either. And I know for a fact you really wanted to kiss me. Well, because when we were dancing and the song ended, I began to walk off the dance floor. And you pulled me back to dance one more. And it was a slow song. I know it's okay if we dance to a slow song, Sean. But I'm thinking Terry would really want to know why your cock was so hard dancing with me. Sean, it was pressing against my stomach. And on top of that, why were you letting your hands slide up and down my ass? Do you like think about maybe? No. When you run your hands over my ass, that maybe I might put my hand between us and you might feel me squeezing your hard cock. No, I'm not saying I want anything to happen between us. Actually, nothing will ever happen between us. But let's just say I don't mind at all what goes on between us and your mind or my mind. Yeah, things that happen in my mind also. Does that shock you? Come on, every time our circle of friends go out and maybe we go to the club, everybody splits off into little groups. Yes, Terry does usually spend most of the night dancing with my friends Christy and Colette. No, it doesn't bother me because. What's wrong, Sean? I bet your cock is so hard right now, isn't it? It's okay to tell me. Sean, would it make it easier for you to tell me if I told you my little pink pussy was soaking wet? Are you okay? What was that sound? No. You weren't fixing to have a heart attack. So I think I asked you to tell me the truth just like I did you. So your cock does get hard thinking about me. Don't you worry about that. I was gonna tell you before we hung up. If you would please not tell Terry I called you. You promise? That's cute. You crossed your heart, and so did I. Are you a Boy Scout? Because I don't need a Boy Scout right now. I need something different than that. I need a man, Sean. I need a man to tell me how he would behave inappropriately with me. Sean, I need you to talk dirty to me. I need you to describe how you would lick me, fuck me, and force me to suck your huge cock. How much could I possibly get of that huge cock of yours in my mouth? It looks so thick, but just push my head down and force it in my throat. What are you wearing, Sean? What if I asked you to pull those boxers off and throw them on the floor? Would you do that for me? I want you to stroke that fake cock, and I want you to talk really, really dirty to me. And I want you to tell me all the things you think about doing to me in your room. And I'm talking about the things that make your cock explode. Is it throbbing in your hand? I need you right now, and you better make me come so hard. Okay, yeah, I'm still turned on. So you want me to do the dirty talking mainly? Okay, just tell you what I'm doing and what I'm thinking about? Okay, I'll try. I can't talk to you the entire time, so maybe some moments you just have to listen to me. Okay, I've got the big red one, and I'm just sort of sliding it up and down my pussy lips. No, I don't have to get myself wet, because I sneaked on you. Well, I was playing with it a little before I called you, so I'm rubbing it like I said. But I have a little bit of pussy juice running down myself right now. I'm really turned on. Are you playing with yourself? I like that. So just rubbing around, and I'm every now and then pressing it against my clit. Oh, it feels so good. Are you playing with your hard cock? You better not be in a hurry, because I want to play with myself a little while. No, I haven't put it inside me yet. You're waiting on that, I know. Yeah? Uh-huh. So good. Yeah. That is making me really wet. Okay, you said you're not gonna talk. No, I'm just thinking of my fantasy in my head and talking to my fantasy. Well, I thought you would enjoy it if I made it about you. Are you gonna be quiet now so I can start back? You can say something every now and then. Okay. Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. Oh god, I'm so wet. Fuck yes. Teasing me so bad. I don't want you inside of me. Yes. Oh, fuck yeah. Easy. Yes, you're kind of big. Yes, baby. Oh my god, yes. You're sliding inside me. Oh, yes, you are. So big. Easy. I'm so small. There, so your cock will be really tight in me. That's the way you want it, right? I'm so small. There, so your cock will be so tight in me. That's the way you want it, right? Yes, I'm sliding it inside now. Do you like knowing that? Slow. But my pussy is getting so wet that I'm gonna go a little bit deeper. You love knowing I'm up here playing with my pussy, don't you? You like knowing that I'm fucking myself with this dildo? You'd be doing that. Yes, I'd start kissing you really hard when I felt two of your fingers sliding in my pussy. I'd be whispering to you how much I wanted to suck your cock. Yes, I'm rubbing myself. Not long, because I'm so turned on. Oh my god, finger fuck me. Yes, really hard like that. Oh my god, I'm soaking your fingers with pussy juice. Yes, I'm coming all over your hand. Yeah, you can do that. And rubbing my clit with your thumb until I come a third time. Oh my god, wow. You like to be really naughty, don't you? So you thought about all those things with me. Don't get embarrassed, it makes me hot. Hear how heavy I was breathing? You are right about when you think about it. I've got sweat drops rolling off the side of my head. I don't know. Maybe I'll tell you later. Yeah, maybe I do. Talk to me some more. God, I want you in my mouth right now. I can make you feel better than any woman ever has. I always want my man 100% satisfied. You better not be getting off to another woman. Whatever you need, you just ask me. You know that. Making a mess all over your tummy and all over your hard chest. I have that really long, thick dildo you brought me. The flesh colored that is the same size as you. Yes, I have my eyes closed. And I'm imagining it's your hard cock. You know me, you will. Yeah, I'm twisting one of my nipples really hard right now. I know you have a video of me playing. Don't tell me which one it is. I know it's a video Terry took of me. And you're fucking me while he watches. Yeah, you enjoy him listening. Because you have my hair gripped so tightly in your hand. And you're forcing your cock all the way down my throat. I loved it when I heard you confidently say, "Don't worry about it." She loves it like that. I love the way you look at me when you fuck me. Please don't stop. No, baby, it gets hot. No, no, no. Oh, I don't want you to come yet. I know when you come, you'll leave me laying here in the dark thinking about you. Oh my God, yes. Reach your hand down between my legs and take my toy from me like you did that night you caught me playing. And whisper in my ear, spread your legs a little bit. I want to hear you coming, please. Oh my God, I'm so close again. Please, right now. I'm coming so hard. Oh my God, I'm trying not to wake anyone up. My legs are shaking. Oh my God, I want to scream. Yeah. I'm biting my lip. Yes, you're coming. I know you're thinking about coming in my mouth. Baby, I love watching you come. The way you do it just for me when you let it fly. Wherever it lands with no concern at all. Oh, now you're having those secondary eruptions that I love. And you always come so much. You know I'm always here for you. And you also know that's my cock. I feel incredible, Sean. As usual, you've done it again. You're such a naughty boy, which is perfect. Because I'm definitely a very naughty little girl. Yes, Sean, that sexy mouth. What did you say? No, you wouldn't. And that's a sexy thing to say. You think you would orgasm just from my tongue sliding into your mouth? You know what I can hear? Sean, I can hear your hand sliding up and down your cock. Tell me about it. I mean, I've seen it before when you wear that tight bathing suit. Do you really? Why do you wear it just for me? I mean, it looks so damn big in that bathing suit. How big is it? Oh my God, you can wrap both hands around it and still have 2 or 3 inches sticking out. Put a lot of lube on that big cock for me. Oh my God, Sean. I love listening to you do that. You have my pussy soaking wet. Just a second.
Terry, have you,
Terry, I told you not to knock on the door.
Hey, don't come down my throat. I was just checking to see if you finished.
No, I'm not through.
Okay, well, I just wanted to check and just wanted to ask you a couple of things.
And I have somebody on the phone.
So you think you'll be through in a few minutes or anything?
I don't know. I might have to start all over now.
Oh, so you got one of my friends on the phone and can't talk to me because you can't get them off the phone? Come here. No, let me have the phone. Let me see which one of my friends this is.
Stop it.
All right. I'll go back down to my office. I have some work to do down there.
And don't knock again.
Well, yes, ma'am. You go right back on in there and keep having your fun. Hi.
Hey, I'm back. He didn't have to go out of town after all. I told him I was on the phone with Christy 'cause I'm not through with you. Are you scared to talk dirty to me just because he's in the house? Sean, I want you to make me come. Haven't you thought about me digging my fingernails into your shoulder and wrapping my legs around your waist and squeezing you as tight as I can and maybe taking your earlobe into my mouth as you stroke so damn hard? Please, Sean, I want you to come inside me. Please, Sean, I really want you to hit the headboard. I want to know. I made you come that hard tonight because, Sean, oh my God, I'm still coming. That thing just may not be able to fit. Oh, you could get it inside me? Could you? So tell me some of the stuff you're gonna tell me because I'm really turned on right now and you're probably gonna get to see me have an orgasm because I don't know why, but I'm just really, really turned on. Talk dirty and tell me some of that stuff, how you would lick me. Yeah. Oh God, do it. Oh fuck, yes. Yeah. Oh God, yes. Oh my God. Yeah, I mean, what do you think that was? Okay, keep talking, mister. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yes. Okay, why are you rubbing my leg? Close my eyes and you. No, wait, it's okay. I trust you. It felt good. Keep going. Yes. Everything you're saying. Yeah. Oh, yeah. You would do all that? Yeah. Oh, fuck yes. What are you doing with my foot? I know you told me not to open my eyes, and I'm not, but okay, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my fucking God. Baby. Oh, wow. Did I tell you how. Did I tell you I love my toes sucked? Oh, my God. I've never found a man that would do that. What? Oh. Yeah, maybe. I've had a few women do that. That's a different story another day. Yes. Oh, baby, that feels so good. Oh, you found my clit so easy. Oh my God. How are you doing that? Because, baby, yes. Oh my God. Fuck. Oh, I'm coming. Fuck. Yeah. Oh my God. I'm coming so fucking hard. Oh, yes. Oh, what are you doing? Oh my God. Oh my God. Yes. Okay. Oh, get your hand away from me. That's one of those magic mystery hands I've heard about that make women do anything. Oh my God. That felt so good. I have chills and goosebumps. How did you do that, mister? Well, that was wonderful. Thank you. About that. Give it to me. Do what you've always wanted to do and scream my name. Oh my God, yes. Wow. Just a second. I can't talk. Because I cannot breathe. Oh my God, I came so hard. I saw white flashes like I was gonna pass out. No, you didn't. Did you? You hit the headboard 3 times. You're sexy. And you set me on fire. And you have it all over your stomach. I'm glad I could do that for you. I've thought about doing that a long time ago. If Terry hears one word out of this, I will hire someone to cut your dick off. And if he doesn't hear anything about this, Sean, then I don't see any reason whenever I have the chance and I'm alone that maybe it might be okay for you to call again. The only thing real I want you to do is next time you're here, and Terry is going to be out of the room a few minutes, like downstairs for a few, in his office, you have to promise me something. I just want to see your cock once. So if you pull. So if you pull it out and show it to me, I'll let you kiss me. And I'll wrap my hand around it and stroke it until you come. But I'm only gonna do that once, and that's it. So, yes, I'm serious. No, not a word. And go dream about me because I'm about to vanish right now.